I don't see shit.
It could be in any of these apartments. Whose bright idea was it to take off the doors?
We needed something to block out the windows downstairs. It's not like we had anything else.
Shut it, you two. I thought I heard something.
Where?
In there. 2G.
That was Gina's apartment.
Thanks. I'll be sure to make a note of that.
Come on. He's just trying to help. You think Bill made it down for dinner after all?
He wouldn't have if he smelled it.
What?
You said you liked it. Sorry, Bex. Somebody had to say it. It tasted like you threw up into a pot and heated it up.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm not some exquisite French chef. You were busy and someone had to make dinner. Oh, and by the way, it's pegs, not peegs. Say it right.
Please. Next time, just come and get me. I'll drop whatever it is I'm doing.
You just do the growing. Fine, I will.
Give it a rest, you two.
Want me to go in first?
You heard it. You go.
I said, I thought I heard something. I didn't say I did hear something.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors.
On three? One, two.
Ah, fuck! There, I saw it. It ran across the room.
Michael, what's wrong?
Damn it, Angel, you fired right by my ear.
Sorry.
Well, what was it? Was it one of them?
I saw it too. This one was much smaller. It ran under the bed. Hold on. Let me look.
Careful, Saul. Don't get too close.
Anyone got a light?
Here. Take mine.
I don't see anything. Wait, I see it now. It's a cat. Black and white.
Shoot it.
What? Wait, don't.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. You do it. I kind of like cats.
Hey, it might be one of them. You don't know.
You don't even know if it could be one of them.
Why risk it? It attacks any of us, even scratches one of us, and that could be it. You don't know.
Fine. I'll get it then.
Pegs, I don't think you understand what could happen here.
Well, let me see it first. Oh, look, it's scared. I mean, it looks okay, right?
I just said I didn't want to shoot it. You want the cat? You go get it.
No. Come here. Come out. Come here, Mr. Kitty.
You got to be fucking kidding me. This is pathetic.
Would someone help me?
I think you're on your own.
Well, at least someone lift up the bed.
Fuck that. I ain't gonna have Zombie Kitty come out and bite my shit.
Well said, Saul. Wow.
Fine, I'll help her.
You're non-funeral.
Here, you lift and I'll grab it. One, two, three. Here, I got her. Or him.
Oh, shit. Pegs, you're bleeding.
I'm all right, see?
Liz, get over here by me.
Guys, I'm fine. Look, it's just a scratch, see? Put your guns down now, please.
We can't do that, Pegs.
Please, you're making me uncomfortable. Stop pointing those things at me, please.
Lady, you're making me uncomfortable. What the fuck did we do with her now?
Would you stop pointing those fucking guns at me!
Whoa. What's she doing?
She's going after the cat.
I got him, see? He's okay. He's okay, see? Look at his eyes. He's not like them. I'm not like them.
Stand down, guys.
You sure? What if
just do it, Saul. I think whatever could have happened would have happened already. Right, Riley?
Yeah. It seemed to happen pretty quick with the others.
See? I'm okay, right?
Can I go help her?
Yeah, go on.
Come on, Bags. Let's get you to your room.
Can I take Mr. Whiskers?
Who the hell names the cat that?
Gina did.
Come on, this way. Hey, look, I'm sorry for what I said earlier.
It's okay. The stew was really bad.
Liz, grab the cat box, would you? I don't want this thing shitting on my sofa.
Where are you guys staying?
Down the hall here. We have an extra bed for you.
You mean I have to stay in the same room as Edward Scissor Kitty?